Prema Iravatim Janmajaya Dims Chaturas Tasyam Upadayat Sutan Sautarasya Tanayam Upayema Iravatim Janmajaya Dims Chaturas Tasyam Upadayat Sutan Sautarasya Tanayam Upayemu Ravitim Janmajayam Dims Chaturas Tasyam Upadayat Sutan Want to try? Sa he Uttarasya of King Uttara Tanayam daughter Upayeme no Upayeme no. Married Iravatim Iravati Janmajaya Adin headed by Maharaj Janmajaya. Chatara, four. Tasyam, in her. Upadayat, bhagat. Sutan, sons. Translation. King Parikshit married the daughter of King Uttara and begot four sons headed by Maharaj Janmajaya. Purport. Maharaj Uttara was the son of Virat and material uncle of Maharaj Parikshit. I'm sorry, maternal uncle of Maharaj Parikshit. I guess he was both. Sorry about that. Iravati, being the daughter of Maharaj Uttara, was the cousin sister of Maharaj Parikshit. But cousin brothers and sisters were allowed to get married if they did not belong to the same gotra or family. In the Vedic system of marriage, the importance of the gotra or family was stressed. Arjuna also married Subhadra, although she was his maternal cousin sister. So now a description of Janmajaya. One of the Rajarshi kings and the famous son of Maharaj Parikshit. His mother's name was Iravati. And according to some Madravati, Maharaj Janmajaya begot two sons of the name Jantaknika and Sankurkarna. He celebrated several sacrifices in the Kurukshetra pilgrimage site And he had three younger brothers named Shrutasena, Ugrasena, and Bhimasena the second. He invaded Taxala, Ajanta, and he decided to avenge the unlawful curse upon his great father, Maharaj Parikshit. He performed a great sacrifice called the Sarpa Yajna to kill the race of snakes, including Taxaka, who had bitten his father to death. On request of the many influential demigods and sages, he had to change his decision to kill the race of snakes, but despite stopping the sacrifice, he satisfied everyone concerned in the sacrifice by rewarding them properly. In the ceremony, Mahamuni Vyasadeva also was present, and he personally narrated the history of the battle of Kurukshetra before the king. Later, on the order of Vyasadeva, his disciple Vaisapayanam narrated before the king the subject matter of Mahabharata. He was much affected by his great father's untimely death and was very anxious to see his father again, and he expressed his desire before the great sage Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva also fulfilled his desire. His father was present before him, and he worshipped both his father and Vyasadeva with great respect and pomp. Being fully satisfied, he most munificently gave charity to the Brahmins present at the sacrifice. Om Gyan Timirandasya Gyanajara Salakaya Chaksun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimakti Bhakti Viranta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaudavani Pacharini Nirvase Sasunya Vahari Pastyati Dehi Satarine Panchakalpa Turu Vischa Pipa Sindhu Vebacha Titanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namaho Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasari Ghor Bhaktavrindam Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're being here, it's being described, some of the family members of Maharaj Parikshit, his wife and his sons, cousin brothers, being described and mentioned. And here also we hear about Janamejaya. It's described in the 12th canto of Bhagavatam when Janamejaya learned that his father was killed by Taksaka. He became extremely upset and at the same time quite angry. He was a powerful king, being the son of a powerful king also. And so he decided to avenge his father's death by eliminating all the snakes everywhere. So he had a Sarpa Yajna to... And by the power of that Yajna, he commissioned many powerful brahmanas. And by their pure chanting, snakes were flying from all over the world into the fire of the Yajna. The demigods, headed by Brihaspati, became concerned that why should they kill all of the snakes of the world just because of one snake. Somehow Taksaka was realizing what was happening. He was being pulled by the force of the Yajna towards the Yajna. And being a very powerful snake, he took shelter of King Indra. And Indra protected him. And then Janamejaya realized Indra was giving protection to the person who killed his father. So he increased the Yajna to bring all the demigods into the fire. And he was pretty determined to get Taksaka. But somehow, by the power of Indra, he was able to, repulse the effects of that yajna, and he still continued to give protection to that snake. But Brihaspati came and pleaded on behalf of all the demigods, you know, don't kill the demigods, don't kill Indra, don't kill anyone on those snakes. And he was somehow satisfied by Brihaspati. And because he immediately stopped on the request of Brihaspati, the demigods were very pleased. And they showered benedictions upon him. And at the same time, he worshipped them all and also remunerated all of the sacrificial brahmanas. Now, he was a very pious and very, magnanimous king. And of course, the illustrious son of King Parikshit. Now, here's a little bit about his history. He mentions his sons also. Now, we get a little insight. And he wanted to see his father again. And so by the grace of the demigods, they were able to bring it back. Grace of Vyasadeva, they brought back his father so he could get darshan of his father again. You can see the power of yajna nowadays because of the effects of Kali Yuga. These powerful brahmanas don't exist anymore. Nowadays, the brahmanas are just, you know, more or less interested in some some remuneration for whatever sacrifices they perform. They perform a lot of yajnas, chant a bunch of mantras. Nobody knows what they're chanting, and then they ask for dakshina. So today's brahmanas, of course, we're talking about the brahmanas who are ritualistic brahmanas, those who make Brahminical culture their livelihood and want to make, a livelihood out of some kind of Brahminical chanting of the mantras. So, although we perform many ceremonies with ritualistic brahmanas sometimes, we know that the power they have is very little, especially in the age of Kali. Because even the mantras they chant are not perfectly. Because no one can chant the mantras according to the Rig and Sama Vedas perfectly in this age. So when Srila Prabhupada was opening the Krishna Balaram temple in Vrindavan, he understood that the brahmanas and the priests, the head of the different temples in Vrindavan, the Mahants, many of them, wouldn't be satisfied if we simply had kirtan to open the temple, which was, according to Srila Prabhupada's desire, because he understood simply by doing Harinam Sankirtan, all auspiciousness is there. Kali Kale Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar Nama Hoite Haya Sarva Jagat Nishtara. Krishna descends in the form of his holy name, and Lord Chaitanya has empowered Krishna's name as the Yuga Dharma in this age to purify the entire existence, not only the world, but the whole universe. But Prabhupada wanted to do just Harinam Sankirtan as the opening ceremony for the installation of Krishna Balaram. But he understood that if he simply did that, they wouldn't recognize our temple as an authoritative temple. So he went through all of these yajnas. And he hired so many brahmanas. And they did all of the mantras and pujas and rituals. And Prabhupada was just waiting until it was over. He was very impatient. And when it was over, he said, let's have kirtan. So he did. So, you know, the yajna initiates is Krishna Varna Tusa Krishna Sangam Panga Saparshadam Yajyai Sankirtanai Prayai Yajanti Hi Sumedasas. This is the chanting of the holy name, especially in congregation, glorification of the Lord, is the most powerful form of worship, which elevates both the worshiper and all those who hear. I remember we were in one Ratha Yatra ceremony in the United Kingdom. It was actually the London Ratha Yatra one year. And the devotees come out in very large numbers for that. So sometimes we have like hundreds and hundreds of devotees. And there's like three or four kirtans going on for the Ratha Yatra in different places among the parade. So there was one devotee leading very nicely one part of the parade. And one lady, she was just a spectator on the side, and she came running over to the devotees. She was crying, I mean really crying. And she said, "I can't stop crying. What are you chanting? What is that song you're singing?" And she was just quite emotional in a very happy way. She was experiencing the mercy of the Holy Name. She had never before came in contact with the Holy Name. This was her first experience. But because she was somewhat ready to hear the mercy, her heart just opened up and she was in ecstasy, shedding tears and expressing such great happiness. So yeah, so you can see the power of the Holy Name. It purifies not only the chanters, the devotees, not only people around. When Srila Haridas Thakur said to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how will the non-moving living entities become benefited? And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Haridas Thakur, how will the non-moving living entities be benefited? And Haridas Thakur responded, by the loud chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So even the cockroaches and the flies and the unseen bacteria get mercy simply by the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And this is the yajna in this age. So, well, these other yajnas, they have a place, and then they also have some purpose, but actually, simply by engaging in Harinam Sankirtan with enthusiasm, one can purify everything, the whole world, not to what to speak. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu demonstrated that when he did Nagar Sankirtan in Navadvip, marching on the house of Chankasi. He organized a mass Sankirtan. Chankasi had come to stop the Sankirtan movement that devotees had been chanting. And the Brahmanas there, it's interesting, Prabhupada mentions, it wasn't the Muslims, but it was the Brahmanas who were complaining that devotees were chanting. They said, "This is not our religion. Our religion is different. They're claiming this is the Hindu religion and they're chanting very loudly. And what they're going to do is by chanting so loudly, they're going to wake up Lord Vishnu and he's going to get mad because they woke him up and he's going to destroy everything." That's what they were telling the Chankasi. So Prabhupada said the Chankasi was dutifully bound to respond to the complaints. So he came with his few of his soldiers and threatened the devotees. He said, "If you don't stop, we're going to punish you." But they did it again. And then he came the second time and he smashed the drum and also threatened that he would burn down all the villages. But so the devotees got scared at that time and they stopped. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he was like the Sringadev. He was so angry. He came into the house of Srivas Thakur. He sat on the throne and he said, "Who is this Qazi anyway? Who does he think he is? Let him call all his mulaks and all his priests and let them chant their mantras and they won't be able to do anything. And I'll simply chant and all the birds and animals and everything will dance." Lord Chaitanya was like fire. And he said, "Let us now organize kirtan." It was in the evening. And so that evening, it's the way it's described by Vrindavan Das Thakur, millions so many millions, crores and crores of people came from all over the universe to join into that sankirtan. And they lit torches, and it was the dark part of the night where everything was dark. But when they lit their torches, it seemed like the sun had come out. It was so bright. There were so many devotees. And Lord Chaitanya was there dancing in front along with Lord Nityananda. And in another part of the dance, there was Advaitacharya and Gadadhar were also dancing. Srila Haridas Thakur was dancing. Srivas. It was a massive sankirtan, and Lord Chaitanya was enjoying the sankirtan. They were heading to the house of Chankazi. And during that time, everybody started to come out of their houses and join the sankirtan movement. It was really amazing. The whole town of Navadvip came out to join the sankirtan movement. And the thieves, they saw everybody's houses were empty, so they thought this is a good time to steal everything. But then when they went to steal everything, they got close to the Harinam Sankirtan, they forgot they were thieves, and they joined the Harinam. They couldn't stop. And so this went on, and then when Lord Chaitanya came close to the house of Chankazi, Chankazi was hiding under his bed. He was completely frightened. He sent some of his soldiers to find out what was going on. And they went out, and every time they got close to the Harinam Sankirtan, their beards would catch on fire. And they would run back. And some of them, when they came back, they were also chanting. And they said to the Kazi, "We can't stop chanting." Who is this Nimai Pandit? He's just turned the whole world upside down. So. And then finally, when the Lord came to the house of Chankazi, he called the Kazi to come out. And the Kazi wouldn't come out. Finally, the Lord was persistent. Finally, the Kazi came out. He was really frightened. He was shaking in fear. And the Lord was very respectful and very kind to him, said, and he started speaking to him about religious principles. That's a nice discussion how it's explained how he was talking about cow killing. He said, in your scriptures, it says that, it says the cow is our mother and the bull is our father. Why do you kill your mother and father? And so Lord Chaitanya challenged him, and he was giving some bogus answer. And the Lord defeated him in argument. That's a nice discussion. It's mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But the entire Leela is mentioned in 745 verses in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Vrindavan Das Thakur gives a very detailed description of that Harinam Sankirtan. When you read that, you think you want to jump into the pages of the book and join the kirtan. It's so exciting. So this is Mahaprabhu's movement that has the power to change the whole world. So if we do Harinam Sankirtan all over the world, then Kali will run in fear. As soon as Mahaprabhu comes out with the holy name and all his devotees, then Kali runs like a dog being chased by his owner. So this is the power of the holy name. It can purify everything. It's because it's Krishna himself. Kali Kale Nama Rupa Krishna. No difference between Krishna and Krishna's name. We all know that. So that is the yajna in this age. And whenever that yajna is being performed, all auspiciousness is present. Today is also, I think, disappearance or appearance of Gopal Bhatta Goswami? Appearance day? Yeah, okay. So one of his, Vande Rupa Sanatana Raguya Goshri Jiva Gopala Go. Sri Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raguna Sri Jiva Gopal Das Raguna, six Goswamis of Vrindavan. Gopal Bhatta Goswami, we don't know so much about because when Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami began writing the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, Gopal Bhatta Goswami approached Krishnadas Kaviraj and said, "Don't mention my name, please." He had this natural humility. He didn't want to be known for whatever great activities he performed in devotional service. So very carefully, Krishnadas Kaviraj does mention his name in one place. Now, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, we know that he traveled to the Gandaki River in the Himalayas, and when he was there, he collected some Shaligram Shilas and brought it back. And one of those Shilas later on became the Didi Raman, which is now in the temple in Vrindavan, the Radha Raman temple, established by Gopal Bhatta Goswami and followed by his predecessors. So that Didi was actually a Shila. He wanted to worship the Lord in the form of Archivigraha form. So after collecting those Shilas, one of the Shilas turned into actually a deity of Krishna, just to please his devotee. And that deity is very special. It's unique among deities because it is the embodiment of the characteristics of the three main deities of Vrindavan: Madan, Mohan, Govindaji, and Gopinath. He has the feet of Madan, has the chest of Govindaji, and he has the face of Gopinath. So that deity is very, very special. And people from all over go, especially to Radha Raman temple. And that temple, the Goswamis of that temple have always been extremely favorable to the Srila Prabhupada's movement. Yeah. Even way back, even before then, even before Srila Prabhupada came, when Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati was there, there was one time, I believe, where some people were angry at his Sankirtan party and they were throwing rocks at the Sankirtan party, which was in Vrindavan. And so they took shelter of Radha Raman temple at that time and received protection. Is that correct? Or was it Govindaji temple? I'm not sure. I think it was Radha Raman temple. But even today, the devotees, the Goswamis are very favorable. And they also travel and come to the West. We had Padmanabh Goswami. He's the son of Vishwambar Goswami, who was a good friend of Srila Prabhupada. And he came to America and he traveled around different temples. I met him there. And he was in the Chicago temple and he was preaching. So this temple has always been very, very progressive in their practice of devotion and very much favorable to the Sankirtan movement. Mm-hmm. That's a little bit about Gopal Bhatta Goswami. It's described that he was the original author of Hari Bhakti Vilas, but then it's explained he didn't finish the work and it was finished by Sanatan Goswami. But he started Hari Bhakti Vilas. And he also wrote about deity worship. There is also books on how to worship the deity. There's one story in he had disciples. Not many, but he had a few disciples. One of his disciples came to him one time and was sitting in front of him with his legs pointed straight at his guru. He sat with his legs straight out facing his spiritual master. And he said, you're sitting like a bull. Therefore, I curse you to become a bull. So it's described like that. So yeah, these are just some stories of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. We don't have much. But it says that he was always chanting the holy name of the Lord and worshipping Raman, Radharaman. Radha is not there in her manifested form, but she's there in an unmanifested form. And even today in the deity of Raman, if you're able to see on the back of Raman, in the part of the Shila, which was the original manifestation, is still there. You can see as he manifested himself from the Shila, he actually left part of that Shila. You can see it is on the back of Raman. Of course, unless you're doing the worship, you won't be able to see it, but anyway, it's there. So these are some stories. Also, we have Kaviraj, Ramachandra Kaviraj is also appearance day, disappearance day. Oh. Of course, we don't really know his appearance day because he joined the Sankirtan movement after the disappearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's a good friend. He was a good friend of Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivas Acharya. And it says that him and Narottam Das Thakur were like one soul in two bodies. We sing, and there was a Haha Prabhu, Srinivasa Ramachandra Sangamage Narottam Das, yeah. There's one story that we remember how he actually connected with Srinivas Acharya. He was a disciple of Srinivas Acharya, where he was about to get married and he was in the marriage procession. And he was, you know, going along in the procession and Srinivas Acharya happened to be there watching. And he turned to one of his associates, Srinivas did, and he spoke. And something that he's about to put a noose around his neck, referring to him about to get married. And he heard that. When he heard the statement by Srinivas that he was about to enter into a situation which, according to Srinivas Acharya, was, you know, death for that personality, he immediately gave up, didn't even get married that day, and went to find Srinivas. And then, of course, after that, he became the disciple of Srinivas, and later he met Narottam Das Thakur, and he became very so close. He had a brother named Govinda Kaviraj, Bajahuremana, Srinanda Nandana, Abhaya Charana Vindaray. Govinda Kaviraj is the one that wrote that bhajan, which is the favorite of all the brahmacharis. And Govinda Kaviraj was actually a worship of Durga Devi. And when he heard his brother had taken initiation into the Vaishnava culture, he became interested. And one day, Durga Devi appeared to Govinda Kaviraj in a dream and said, you should also follow your brother. Take shelter of Krishna, become Vaishnava. So he got direct instructions from his. And then he wrote that beautiful song, Bajahu Remana Srinandanandana Abhaya Charanhara Vindure Dulabha Manava Janam Satsange Abhaya Charanhara Vindure. It's a song of lamentation how he wasted his life in working, slaving, wasting his life in material activities. Now, after becoming blessed by the mercy of the Vaishnava, he wakes up to his reality and he writes this beautiful song. Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Padasevana Dasarai. I used to, day and night, I was working for greedy, malicious masters, suffering in the heat, in the cold, rain and wind. He said, this life is like Chapala Sukala Lagire. This life is like a drop of water on a lotus flower, on a lotus leaf. On a lotus leaf. A lotus leaf has a waxy coating, and if you put water on it, it doesn't stay, immediately goes off. He uses that as an analogy to say that this life is very quick. It's so fast. You, when you're first born, you're young, but time moves so fast. Even now we see, we just think, wow, the days go so fast, the years can come and go. And life is short, especially in Kali Yuga. It says the maximum duration of life is 100 years, but how many people actually reached that level of age? So it is very short, very, very short. And so he describes that in his song. Therefore, he says he emphasized the importance of using every bit of time to worship the Supreme Lord in devotion. So that's the brother of Ramachandra Kaviraj. Okay, so these are some points, a little bit about these two personalities, and also Janmejaya and Maharaj Parikshit. Any comments or questions? Any points? Vrindavan? Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Bhaktivedanta Hospital ki. For those of you who attended last night's program.